Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Back on Tuesday morning in our regular report from Warren Huntley, he gave a good mention of Mr. Marathon Man working in the Sydney direction at Flemington, and I thought, well, we better grab the trainer, Mike Moroney. Morning to you, Mike.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good, mate. Was he right? Were you pleased going in the Sydney direction down there?
Yeah, look, we were. We've done a little bit with him. All of his French form was right-handed. And look, in the PB Lawrence, Ollie hopped off him and just said, look, he went terrific, but he wants a bit of rain.
Yep.
And he's always suggested we go right-handed and keep looking at Sydney. And I said to him, well, if we're going to get a bit of rain, and that we'll get up there for a run. So it looks like it's going to rain, so we decided that we'd sort of aim at this.
Well, you certainly got rain, mate. There's been 82 mil at this stage till since Monday, so we can blame you, can we?
Definitely, yeah. We sort of, the forecast said that, and we were just hoping they're going to be right.
So, I mean, watching his gallop then on Tuesday, do you think he's going better than a 50-1 chance?
Definitely. Yeah, I do. Look, it's I think there's 7 Group 1 winners in the race, and he's not one of them. So he's got to bring a lot and be at his best. But just the rain will bring them back to us, I would think. And I think he's going to strip at his level best. He certainly worked the best I've seen him work on Tuesday. I took him out for a little walk and picked himself yesterday afternoon, and he looks great and bright, and he's eating well. We really can't fault him. So we're going to go up there. We know we're in the deep end, but you know, he's just got a few things going in his favour. I'm just hoping we can repeat the dose that we did with Sarira and the Queen Elizabeth. It would be great at those sort of odds.
Yeah, understand for sure. And with him, I mean, you've got him entered in the Metrop. You've got him entered in a Caulfield Cup. You know, you bought him. You've got a good opinion of him.
Yeah, we have, and we've got him in the Epsom as well. So
yep.
We're we just think that he's his form in France was at a mild 1800. I think he might have won go at 2000, went well, but he's more of that sort of horse. And I would think that if we do get he goes well enough up there, and we do get a wet looking Epsom, well, we might head back up for that.
I'm just looking. What weight did you get in the Epsom?
No, can't answer that.
No, I can, though. The weights have come out, and just bear with me here. Epsom, he got 51.
51, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, time will tell on Saturday.
But yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah. But sounds like you've done your job. You've got the wet weather, and now it's up to him at this level.
Yeah, it's going to be up to whether he's good enough. But he certainly looks a long way better horse right-handed. We've always thought that. He wants to lay in a bit going left-handed, and he looks to go pretty straight when he's going right-handed. So we're hoping that the improvements here, the right-handed way going, and the rain affect the track.
Understand. I want to talk about Caulfield in a tick, but just while we're on Sydney and the prospects of the Golden Eagle, Buffalo River is one that's getting a few mentions. Are you keen for the horse to make that race?
Yeah, look, we're going to have to make Silver Eagle?
Silver Eagle, yeah.
Yeah, look, we're going to come up for that first up if we make the field. If we don't, there's a race at Caulfield for him, just a restricted race. And look, we're going to have to get up there and run 1, 2, or 3 to qualify, I would think. And if we don't make that field, we'll have to run at Caulfield. If we win, well, we're going to try and make it that way. But he looks a nice horse, and you know, he's, albeit he did it in the winter, and sort of late winter, but he did look quite promising doing it. And I think he has improved. He certainly looks in great order, and his jump out was good the other day. Another one again next Friday.
Okay. That win, I know it was the silver bowl, but it was just the way that he kept rolling out in front.
Yeah, he's got a pretty high cruising speed. He's one of those horses that he's... you can tell he's still 6 months behind, Andrew, just in everything.
Yeah.
But he has caught up a lot, even just with that month out. I was surprised how much he'd evened up and put the weight on and that. So we're just hoping that, that if he can keep that form going, and we know it's going to be a longer race, but, all they can do is win, and he certainly looked quite good doing that.
Tafani looks to be a nice type in this How Now on Saturday. How has she progressed out of the Moonee Valley win?
She's gone forward, yep, she has. Still got a bit to go in a coach. She's pretty patchy looking now. She sort of lost it in places and getting there. But look, she's eaten very well. She went a little bit funny before Moonee Valley. She only just gone to a feed really the last 4 days before Moonee Valley. But she stayed on a feed and looks to be going the right way. So I'd like to be taking them on over 14, whether she's quick enough over 1,200, even though a 1,200 metre form is very good. I'll be in Ocean Park in a Galileo Mare, out of the family that I think the mother's a half sister to Young Star and Fun Star. So
right,
it is a bit of a strained family. And so to think that she's sprinting the way she is a very good sign for later on, I would think.
Yeah, for sure. And from that draw, can you ride her closer, or does she like
She's gate speed. Early days, we were trying to stop her. She was wanting to over race, and we were trying to just really get her to relax. So she drew in and trialled the leaders when she ran second in the group two. So, you know, she has got gate speed, and they ran pretty lightly split that day in front. So, look, the favourite is a leader, and it just keeps running. So...
yeah.
It'd be nice to think we could keep it in our sights to a degree.
Yeah, that's Pippi, who's been absolutely flying you right out in front. Looking forward to seeing Tafani, and certainly you've got the weather on your side with Mr. Marathon Man. He's a 50-1 chance right now at Tab, but it sounds like it might be just one to throw in trifectas and first fours just on that track condition.
Yeah, dead right. Look, for that reason, as I said, I know he's up against a lot of Group 1 winners, but we're going to chance our arm with the track and the right hand away going.
And I should have mentioned, too, you've got a horse down at sale today, Boltura, in race number 5. Let me say, Boltura, one of the outsiders there.
Yeah, he is. Look, he's better than what he's been racing, Andrew. So we're stepping up to a mile because I've been surprised he hasn't been able to get forward in these shorter races. He's won jump outs by leading, and we've been quite surprised he hasn't quite had the speed. So we've stepped up to a mile. And it looks a handy sort of race. But look, he should run a long way better. We've been a bit surprised that he hasn't sort of been able to race a bit handier over the shorter trips. So we're going to try a mile, even though he's not really bred to get it. He does go along as if he may want the 1,600 metres.
All right, so that's race 5, number 9 today. Good on you, Mike. Good luck with the weekend.
Okay, thank you.